You're listening to The Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following. Fresh. Thank you for making us part of Spotify's top 10% most shared and followed podcast. And now, your host, Chris.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, CF, the Plumbing Sales Coach, and today we're doing something kind of unique. We're going to go back and redo our second episode that we've ever done back when we had the live show. We're going to take that content and we're going to redo it now that we're 4 or 5 years later, and we want to make sure that we share this because this topic that we talked about even 4 or 5 years ago, it hasn't changed, and it's absolutely relative to how you can provide that service to your customer. This will help the service plumber who runs the call. This will help any managers that are working with these service plumbers, that are training these service plumbers. Heck, if you're an owner, this is going to be crucial because honestly, the things that we talk about right here are business practices. They actually relate back to how you think and operate within the business. And we're going to talk about that today, and it's what the customer is buying. What does the customer actually buy? A lot of us thinks it's fill valves. A lot of us thinks it's plumbing. A lot of us think it's something related back to the commodity of plumbing, but I'm telling you right now, that is not what they're buying. And more importantly, what are they using to decide what they buy? That's what we're going to uncover today. That's what we're going to talk about. And that's what we're going to dial in on. I should let you all know I'm recovering from something. I just got done being sick. I've got a little bit of a chest thing going on right now. So forgive me. I'll probably be taking some sips of water as we move through this episode and maybe even coughing a few times. We'll try to edit out some of that stuff, but we typically don't like to edit out anything because we want you to hear this version raw, just as it's coming out, so that you know that we are not, this is how I feel. This is just coming off the top of my head. That's how we do these podcasts. I want you to know my actual thoughts, not some preformed thought that someone else had that I restructured into my own. This is how I feel. This is how I operate. This is what I used to do in the home. This is what I do with the businesses that I've owned. This is what I do with the current business I own. And this is what I do when I train other plumbing companies how to run their business. And it's always consistent because it's always just what I would normally do. And I want that for you. I want you to understand the frameworks and the mindsets that I have so you can go get these results, so you can go out into the field and give your customer that experience. Today, we're going to talk about what the customer wants. Now, look, a lot of us go into these homes and the customer already has an idea of what they want, or it appears to be that way. Let me break down the premise of the problem with the plumbing problem, or with the plumbing industry, with really the home services industry. But it's mostly the plumbing industry that experiences the most. But I want you to think about, and for those that are watching this on video, you guys can go watch Spotify and you can watch this on video format, or you can listen to it on Spotify or listen to it on Apple and all the other podcast platforms. But if you're watching, the idea that a customer would make a purchase based off of knowledge is silly inside the plumbing industry. I'm holding an iPhone in my hand right now. Again, if you're watching, you would see this, but I have an Apple iPhone in my hand. I have the new one, the one that just came out, the big version, the Pro, whatever they call it, the Pro Max. I think they call it the Pro Max, the iPhone 15 Pro Max. Look at that marketing right there. It's the Pro Max. Anyways, there's something to that. Another time for another place. But the reality is I know it's the Pro Max. I know it's the Pro Max because Apple told me it was the Pro Max. And Apple told me that the camera was going to be better and my life was going to be better and it'd be unicorns and rainbows on the other side of buying this thing. And then Verizon stepped in and said, man, have you heard about the iPhone 15 Pro Max? Got to get the i15 Pro Max. And so Verizon's telling me, and then I go to Best Buy because I want a TV maybe, and I'm walking through the aisles and I see the iPhone 15 Pro Max. Okay, that's three different people marketing the same product to me. Apple makes it, Best Buy sells it, and Verizon offers a service on it. And it could be AT&T, Sprint, you can keep going. I could be a Verizon customer, I could see an Apple commercial, and then after that, I could see a Sprint commercial. I'm not a Sprint customer, but I could still see that iPhone 15 in front of my face. By the time I go to Verizon, I know what I want, and rightfully so, and they still have options for me. They still have everything on the case, on the shelves, on the different displays, so I can see all the different things in case I change my mind, but I have a really good idea of what I want. Tell me the last time you saw a Navien commercial. Tell me the last time you saw a Bradford White commercial or a Liberty Pump commercial. It's not likely. It's very unlikely. By the time you get to that home, the customer has only seen what maybe they've read on Reddit or Google or somewhere on the internet, or a friend told them, or another plumbing company came out and gave them some advice. It was bad advice, but that's all they're working with. So yeah, the customer already has an idea of what they want. but they haven't gotten to that conclusion the way they get to that conclusion with everything else. And so it's our job as service plumbers to go in there and be the plumber. It's also our job to go in there and be the relationship builder. It's also our job to go in there and be the expert. We have to be the marketer. We have to be the person that helps them understand that, A, there's different types of water heaters. There's different types of faucets. There's different types of toilets. And then we've got to help them understand there's different brands and different qualities and different, and we have to do all that education inside the home. And I'll tell you right now, your customer puts up a wall because they don't know your motive. They don't know your motive. They don't know why you're suggesting all this stuff. They think they already know what they want, and rightfully so. But that's why we don't make $20,000 a year. That's why we don't make $50,000 a year. That's why we don't make $80,000. You know, if you're a service plumber, you should be making $100,000 a year. If you don't make $100,000 a year as a service plumber, you either need to refine your service side of your skill set, or you're working for the wrong company. For those that want a guaranteed wage, you're going to be limited. Learn the skill set and go earn and go earn. And you do that by providing service. Look, there's a lot of people out there that will teach you how to sell. They'll teach you how to go in the home and convince people to buy things. Okay, there's no honor in that. I think there's honor when you go into a home and you help the sell, when you help the customer solve their problem. There's honor in that. And the bigger the problems that you solve in the world, the more value they have. See, everybody says, oh, doctors make so much money. Well, I think that knee doctors would probably say they make more money than maybe general doctors, but brain surgeons would say they make more money than knee doctors. Who's solving the bigger problem? If you were to become a doctor right now and you somehow came across the cure for cancer, you would be the most valuable doctor. You'd be solving the biggest problem. This is pretty common, really, with anything, sports. You know, if you can solve the problem by being a big component to them being able to win games and championships, you're going to get paid more than the guy that solves the problem in the locker room when someone gets upset. If you're the mechanic that can work on diesel engines for semi-trucks that cost tens and $20,000 and $30,000 for the repair versus someone that knows how to change the oil on a motorcycle or a moped, they're both mechanics, right? What kind of service plumber are you? See, here's the thing that the customer is using to be able to decide whether or not they're going to spend the money or not. And it's a very basic concept. It's called ROI. ROI. I like saying that. ROI. Kind of like the Pro Max. I always find that stuff funny. You can get the XL2000. You know, whatever they do. The Pro Max. You got to get it. But you got this ROI, return on investment. Return on investment. This is how you would buy stocks. This is how you should buy stocks. This is how you make investments. This is how you would buy. If you're buying cryptocurrency, you would probably think about what your return on investment could be, good and bad, hopefully. I'll tell you who doesn't think about ROI. That's people that go to casinos. There isn't one. ROI, return on investment. What's the customer going to get out of this? You know, I can prove right now to you that it's not about the money. It's not about the money. Everybody says, oh, it's about the money. People don't want to spend money. People are broke. People are cheap. It's not true. It's what they get for their money. See, there's a lot of things right now that I wouldn't even think twice about. I would never buy it. I don't care if it's $1, $2, $5, 50 cents. I don't want it. And there's other things that I'd go drop $500 on, $100 on, $150 on. There's other things I wouldn't drop $150 on. It's not the money. It's what I get for my money. And I'm sure you can imagine that's the same for you. You know, a lot of you are out there driving around in your trucks drinking $3 and $4 energy drinks, but you wouldn't buy any energy drink for $3 or $4. You buy your energy drink for $3 or $4. For those out there smoking cigarettes, you got your brand. This is true with everything we buy. This is true with anything we do. And if you're someone right now who's like, I don't really think about my ROI when I spend money, I promise you, you're not good with your money. Okay, this is very much accurate. There's been so many times where I've gone into homes. You know, a lot of people ask me, Chris, is your program teach discounts and stuff like that? No. What we teach you how to do is stack value on top of value. You know, there's a couple different ways to quote unquote discount. One would be to take money off the actual price. The other would be to add additional items at a lower margin. Now, wrap your mind around that for a second. If I'm selling somebody $500 worth of stuff for $500, it's going to be a lot harder than if I'm selling them $1,000 worth of stuff for $800. Even though they're spending more money, it'll be an easier yes because they're getting a better rate of return on their investment. Very, very important to consider. Very, very important to consider because when you're walking through the home and you're diagnosing, a lot of you think that you don't want to offer more things because you don't want to sell people unnecessary stuff. Other of you are looking for things to sell unnecessarily. And there's a common middle ground. There's a common middle ground. There's a ground where you can say, hey, look, I'm going to charge you whatever I'm going to charge you for this fill valve. But if you're going to go ahead and replace the toilet and maybe even replace three toilets or replace three toilets and three shutoffs, yeah, I'm going to give you a much better bang for your buck, dollar for dollar, than if you're just going to do a fill valve. If I have to store my soda inside my convenience store and keep it cold for you all day long so you can just walk up and buy one, yeah, they're going to be $3. But if you come to Costco and buy them by the pallet, I'll give them to you for 75 cents a piece because, quite honestly, I'm making more money on the volume than I am on the margin, and therefore I'm willing to do business that way as a business. And as a consumer, I'm getting more for my money, so I'd rather buy it from Costco. I'll refrigerate them. I'll keep them cold. The only thing that I'm getting from that local convenience store is convenience, not the soda. The soda is still 75 cents. The convenience is $2.25. Do you see the power in that? Because you can take this approach into the home and you can give that customer a bigger bang for their buck, a bigger return on investment. Okay, look, it all starts with a relationship at the door. It all starts with establishing relationship and dealing with three fears that every customer has when you first show up, and price is not one of them. Who's going to fix it? Who are you? You going to come in and scam me? You some salesman? Do you even know what you're doing? You look 19. Who is it? That's their first fear. Second of all, what's the problem? Oh my gosh, what's wrong? My house is going to cave in. And number three, how long is this going to take me? I had stuff to do today. Now I got to stop and deal with this. How long is this going to disrupt my life? You reduce those three fears. Now we teach how to do that inside of our program. But if you can reduce those three fears, you have established a relationship. You have established an authoritarian relationship, not in a way that dictates you can tell them what to do, but in a way that dictates you can give them future advice. Then we teach the ICE method on how to establish a relationship with the customer so they can get to know you a little bit, so they can feel a little bit more comfortable with who is coming into the home. And we show you how to diagnose and listen to the customer and understand their concerns and putting the bigger picture together. Are you there for that faucet because it's failing, or are you there for that faucet because they got family coming into town? See, it's interesting to me. We're out there because of the faucet, but why today? Why was it so important to them today? Because it's causing water damage, or it's causing, you know, additional water bill, higher water bill, or I got family coming in town. How many of you have gone on a call and the issue is old, but they got some new circumstance that's causing them to now deal with it? We see it all the time. We got to know what that is. We got to know what they value. We got to know what their return on investment is. We got to know what they were going to see a value in as a return on investment. Meaning, if they're valuing convenience, then we got to show them convenience. If they're valuing the ability to get things taken care of once and for all, I remember I sent someone, I referred someone one time to a friend of mine because they called me up, really wealthy people, have a really nice home, money's not an object. And she said to me straight up, look, I don't care what it costs, I just want the problem to go away. I don't care what it costs. I just want the problem to go away. Now, they do care what it costs. But when someone says that to you, they trust you. Now, if you ruin that by going for the throat, they might all of a sudden start caring what it costs. But you say, I don't care what it costs. I just want the problem to go away. So we ran that call like any other call. We gave her the three options. Hey, look, you can do the Band-Aid. You can do the bigger repair, or we can go ahead and just make sure this never happens. And on top of that, you're going to enjoy this stuff even more. And I remember I was just had dinner with them. This was, oh gosh, 8 years ago. I just had dinner with them the other day, and me and my wife went over to their house and we were having dinner, and she reminded me of that. They've seen the internet. They've seen the show. They know what's going on with the plumbing sales coach here. They've watched it grow. They've watched us help a lot of companies. They're friends of ours. That's great confirmation. I have another one that I want to tell you guys, and we'll end with this. This is a great story. It's a local company here. They're called, should I say their name? They're a big company here in Indianapolis. It's two brothers. They're kind of known for free water heaters with HVAC systems, or free HVAC systems with water heaters kind of thing. And they actually called them on a weekend. On call. Service emergency plumber. Did absolutely nothing for them. Came out. And then they told him this wild story. Like, you got to go. This, it has to be done this way. And it's, you know, it's the whole thing, right? Guy comes out Saturday night, charges $400 just to say hi. Just basically doesn't do anything. Literally did nothing. Citizens came out, shut the water off, leaves. Then the quoter, the estimator, the guy, the Max Pro guy, comes out. And he gives him a spiel. Man, he's good too. Because they're like, I believed him. Like, everything he said was spot on. I was ready to do it. But then he got to the price. And it was $14,000 for a new water service line. For some of you, are like, man, that sounds a little high. It was. So I referred one of the companies in our program. And full retail price for them was $7,800. That was full retail. They had no discounts. Just pricing it fair and doing the right thing. And he said to me, he said, you know, when I had the first experience with the other company, I didn't think anything of it. But then when I had the second experience, I was able to compare the two. He said, man, the other one was just a pitch, just a sales pitch. It was just a speech. This was an actual process. This was service. I felt like they were thorough. I felt like multiple people were involved. I didn't have to guess whether or not this guy was telling me the truth. He said, in fact, the guy that showed up from the other company, we'll say the big bad wolf, that guy shows up and he's 50-something years old, got a little gray hair, owned a business before, seems very knowledgeable. And my friend said, and my friend who's also in his 50s or 60s says, he seemed very educated and qualified, very experienced. Then this other company sends a guy out and he's 21 years old. And I'm like, does he even know what he's doing? But the process, that's what got him. That's what gave him the information he needed to understand the return on investment, to know that, you know what? I value this. Now, a lot of you would think, well, yeah, he probably went with them because they were half price. Well, that's a piece of it. But that's not what he talked about. That's what I talked about. He talked about the process. He said, honestly, I would have paid, oh, the other people were $12,000. That's what it was. He said, I think I would have paid the extra $5,000 for this company, but not that company. It's wild. But here's a guy in his 50s and 60s. He's gotten the better deal before, and it wasn't a better deal always. Look, you got to position yourself as an expert. You have to establish a relationship to do that. Then you got to position yourself as an expert. Once you position yourself as an expert, you can then identify what they value. Once they identify what they value, you can give it to them. Give them that return on investment. You have to be the marketer. You have to be the brander. You have to be the educator. And they don't realize that when you get to the front door, you are simply a commodity to them. It's up to you to separate yourself. It's up to you to give them an experience. It's up to you to wow them. And it's really a privilege and an honor to be able to do that each and every day. If this is something that wears you out, maybe you need to look at another profession. But if you're someone who gets excited about solving problems and taking care of people, this is where it's at. This is the big leagues. And you're worth over $100,000 a year because you solve big problems and you take care of people and you serve your community. And that's what it's all about. You know what? I love you guys. You know how we roll around here? Serve your community and everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on the web at theplumbingsalescoach.com.